Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Tourist arrivals, how much is enough? Sri Lanka has set ambitious targets for tourist arrivals over the years, often without a strong foundation of research or analysis. Many such goals appear to be based more on optimism than practical realities. Tourism is a people-centric industry, driven by evolving needs, trends, and external global influences. To add to this, the complexity of the global environment also plays a major role on the decision to travel. Hence, tourism forecasting is by no means an easy task. This article examines the importance of adopting research-driven, context-specific approaches to setting tourism targets for Sri Lanka, while taking into account the country's carrying capacity and global tourism trends. Introduction. Sri Lanka tourism has certainly been on a roller coaster ride for the past 3 to 4 decades. From the heady days of the 1980s, it suffered setbacks from the long drawn-out civil war, with the industry just managing to keep its head above the water during this time. Additional external shocks such as SARS, bird flu, 9/11, and more recently COVID, dealt further blows to the growth of Sri Lanka tourism. Just when some steady growth was seen, the deadly Easter attacks occurred, where several tourists were targeted and lost their lives. Although many thought that this was the death knell of the industry, Sri Lanka did bounce back sooner than expected, only to face the COVID pandemic, which affected world tourism right across the spectrum. Despite these adversities, Sri Lanka's tourism sector showed resilience, only to be hit again by the economic crisis. Given this volatile environment that Sri Lanka has been exposed to, it is no surprise that proper forecasting of tourism growth remains a daunting task. Authorities have often set ambitious targets such as 3 million tourists by 2025 and even 10 million by 2030 without sufficient analysis of the country's capacity to sustain such numbers. While these goals sound promising, one fundamental factor is often overlooked: the carrying capacity of Sri Lanka. Can an island of just 65,000 square kilometers accommodate such large tourist volumes without significant environmental and cultural consequences? If sustainability is to be the foundation of Sri Lanka's tourism strategy, realistic arrival targets must be established so we can safely accommodate the visitors without damage to the environment and our culture. Sri Lanka Travel. Explore Sri Lanka holidays and discover the best time and places to visit. Too many tourists? Over-tourism refers to the phenomenon of excessive visitor numbers that create human, environmental, and social challenges. It is characterized by the high concentration of tourism activities and the negative impacts it has on destinations. Hence, all forms of mass tourism eventually would lead to over-tourism. Many global destinations are now experiencing significant backlash from local communities due to uncontrolled tourism growth. Popular destinations such as Barcelona and Amsterdam have faced declining appeal due to overcrowding and its associated negative impacts. Terms like anti-tourism, touristification, and tourism phobia have emerged in response to these challenges. To avoid similar pitfalls, there needs to be proper planning. Firstly, relevant authorities must determine the optimum carrying capacity the destination can accommodate. Subsequently, the necessary infrastructure and management strategies must be developed to properly handle these tourist numbers to sustain the carrying capacities. Understanding carrying capacity. Tourism carrying capacity, TCC, is defined by the World Tourism Organization as the maximum number of people that may visit a tourist destination at the same time, without causing destruction of the physical, economic, socio-cultural environment and an unacceptable decrease in the quality of visitors' satisfaction. It should encompass environmental, social, physical, and economic aspects of the destination. Given all these impacts, estimation of TCC is a very complex task. The estimation of the TCC even for a specific tourism attraction is complicated, and hence estimating the TCC for the entire country is so much more complex and challenging. Proposed method of estimating ideal tourist arrivals. While we do not claim to be experts in this area by any means, but are proposing a simple rudimentary method to arrive at some benchmarks. The study proposes a comparative analysis of global tourist destinations to establish benchmarks for sustainable tourism. It firstly examines tourist footfall, arrivals per km superscript 2 of land area, in various countries. It will then assess the impact of tourism on these countries as to what extent tourism has affected them. This information will be derived through social media feedback, academic studies, and news reports. Conclusions will then be drawn as to what would be the threshold carrying capacity in relation to the land mass of a country. Tourist footfall per unit area of the country. A list of mature tourism destinations has been selected for the study, and their total annual tourism arrivals for 2018, the best year on record for arrivals to Sri Lanka, are compared to their respective land area. The current available feedback on the status of tourism in each of these countries is then recorded from various social media posts, news reports, and academic writings. Based on the current status as seen from these sources, the countries which are facing serious over-tourism problems have been highlighted in red. On the other hand, those countries that are not having any serious problems, under-tourism, have been identified and highlighted in blue. Countries with emerging issues are marked in green. Country-specific analysis of study. Costa Rica. Land area, 51,100 square kilometers, footfall, 65 tourists/km superscript 2. Costa Rica is considered a leader in sustainable tourism but is now facing over-tourism challenges. Efforts to disperse tourists across the country are underway. Maldives. Land area, 300 square kilometers, footfall, 5,676 tourists/km superscript 2. Maldives' tourism development is unique because it is widely spread over some 200 islands with their regulation of one island, one resort concept limiting over-tourism. 164 resort islands from a total of 1,200 islands, however, bottlenecks at Males Airport indicate potential future challenges. It is currently on the brink of facing over-tourism issues with various schemes being undertaken to the issue. France and Spain. France, land area, 551,685 square kilometers, footfall, 162 tourists/km superscript 2. Spain, land area, 506,030 square kilometers, footfall, 164 tourists/km superscript 2. Both countries have the largest land mass in the sample set studied, but also are very popular tourism destinations with high tourist arrival numbers. They are facing severe over-tourism issues, with local communities voicing opposition. Governments have introduced measures such as tourist taxes and visitor limits. Singapore. Land area, 734 square kilometers, footfall, 25,204 tourists/km superscript 2. Despite its very high footfall, Singapore, being a very small country, has still managed to have such a large number of tourists without major issues. Even though the area of the country is very small, it effectively manages tourism through excellent infrastructure development and planning. However, future challenges may arise. Netherlands. Land area, 41,145 square kilometers, footfall, 149 tourists/km superscript 2. A country small in size but with high visitor numbers and is TODI labeled as one of the countries facing severe over-tourism issues. The Dutch government has imposed several restrictions on visitors in a bid to curb the influx. Vietnam and Cambodia. Vietnam, land area, 331,690 square kilometers, footfall, 47 tourists/km superscript 2. Cambodia, land area, 181,035 square kilometers, footfall, 34 tourists/km superscript 2. The footfalls in these two countries is less than 50 per km 2, and hence it could be assumed that the issues of over-tourism are not really prevalent. However, the research indicates that they should not be complacent as problems of overcrowing are beginning to emerge in certain popular tourism hotspots. Kenya. Land area, 582,646 square kilometers, footfall, 3 tourists/km superscript 2. A country with a fairly large land mass and relatively low arrival numbers, about 9 times the size of Sri Lanka, but having the same number of tourist arrivals, gives it the lowest footfall, along with India, among the sample set. So although the small footfall indicates that there is no over-tourism, there are some reports that some popular attractions such as the wilder beast migration in the Masai Mara is facing over-visitation threats. Bhutan. Land area, 38,394 square kilometers, footfall, 7 tourists/km superscript 2. Bhutan follows a high-value, low-volume tourism strategy, charging substantial fees to limit tourist numbers and protect its environment and culture. It is one of the only countries in the world that has a negative carbon footprint and has one of the lowest footfalls. Bhutan has managed its tourism extremely well over the years and is a world leader in sustainable tourism development. India. Land area, 2,267,363 square kilometers, footfall, 3 tourists/km superscript 2. India has a vast land mass and tourism is widely dispersed among many states who promote their own brand. Hence the footfall of tourists in India is small and does not experience over-tourism issues. Malaysia and Thailand. Malaysia land area, 330,823 square kilometers, footfall, 76 tourists/km superscript 2. Thailand land area, 513,120 square kilometers, footfall, 75 tourists/km superscript 2. Although both have large land mass, tourism is not as widely and evenly spread, with large arrival numbers resulting in relatively high with footfalls. There's evidence that pockets of overcrowing are already taking place and hence these two countries are at the brink of over-tourism. Sri Lanka. Land area, 65,000 square kilometers, footfall, 36 tourists/km superscript 2. While Sri Lanka's overall tourist footfall, 36 tourists/km superscript 2, is moderate compared to some other destinations, overcrowding at hotspots such as Yala National Park and Sijiriya is already affecting visitor experiences. Poor management of these locations is leading to localized over-tourism, indicating that the country must proactively address potential future challenges. Conclusion, the optimal number? From our analysis, it is clearly seen that in general an average tourist footfall of about 65 to 70 tourists per km2 is the threshold that a country can accommodate safely without experiencing over-tourism. Applying this benchmark to Sri Lanka, 65,000 square kilometers, the estimated maximum carrying capacity would be 4.2 to 4.5 million tourists annually. Based on this analysis, therefore, Sri Lanka's maximum safe carrying capacity should be about 65,000 x 65 to 70 equals 4.2 to 4.5. Of course, there may be variations due to geographic dispersion, e.g., Maldives one island one resort model, exemplary infrastructure development and management, e.g., Singapore's case, and good destination management policies, e.g., Bhutan's high-value, low-volume approach. Rather than pursuing high arrival numbers, Sri Lanka should prioritize increasing tourism revenue through value-added services and premium experiences. Implementing a well-researched carrying capacity framework will help policymakers balance economic benefits with environmental and social sustainability. A shift from mass tourism, quantity, to quality tourism is essential for ensuring long-term success in Sri Lanka's tourism industry. Additionally, Sri Lanka must implement policies that encourage geographic dispersion of tourists, regulate visitor numbers at sensitive locations, and enhance sustainable infrastructure development. Strengthening community-based tourism models and incorporating conservation efforts into tourism planning will further enhance the industry's resilience and long-term viability. The authors. Srila Mathapala is a tourism professional with over 30 years' experience. He has been a past president of the Tourist Hotels Association of Sri Lanka and now works as a consultant to one of the leading international funding agencies. Dunia Luthwat is an experienced professional in the development sector, specializing in project and program management. She currently works as a consultant for a prominent multilateral development bank. The views expressed in this study are specifically of the authors only, Srilal Mathapala and Dunia Luthwat, and in no way reflect the views of the respective authors' employers, companies, institutions, or other associated parties they may be associated with. Sri Lanka homestays, important in mainstream tourism? There has been a remarkable rise in the number of homestay operators in the tourism market today, especially in the Asian region, including Sri Lanka. They are often labeled as low-end tourism and perceived to have negative impacts on a tourism destination due to a perception that they lack good hygiene and safety standards. However, an increasing number of tourists are seeking an authentic experience and choosing homestays as their preferred accommodation while on holiday. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.